Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Since this is our best of season 13, we won't be rating them as we would be rating everything else to 5 anyway, because these are all 5s in our book. Our plan for this smoke segment is to go over our top 5 and discuss at least one of those in a bit more detail. Let me kick this off with Rich's top 5. He had the Oz Family Cigar Caratoba, a great cigar, Crown Heads Broadway, great cigar, and the Natura Second Harvest. These are all great cigars. The the Warfighters.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, the Warfighter Cigar Night Shift. Mm. Now tell me about your favorite.
And the Black Work Studio Hornet.
That's right. That's your number one.
That was my number one.
Number uno.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Get it off. Get it.
Hold still.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for smokes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the best of season 13.
Wow.
Of the smokes episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Wow. He actually nailed it.
He did.
What did it take him? Like 400 episodes?
Where everything life good.
13 seasons.
Oh, yeah, it took 13 seasons to get me to say that right.
Late bloomer. Right.
Yeah, I guess so. To my left, I got good old boy Rich. Welcome back.
Hey, glad to be here, Coach.
Good old boy Benjamin was supposed to be on the ones and twos, but he's not today.
Howdy, neighbor.
And then back due to judge's orders, is required to be here for a minimum of 50 hours a month for his community service, is good old boy Mike.
Yes.
We are the best thing on your car radio right now, so keep both hands on the wheel. Don't drink and drive. And remember, it's 50 points per pedestrian. So send us an email. Let us know what your high score is. And as you know, and I hope you know, smoke segments are all about cigars. And soon to be everything that is smoked. And I can't wait to do that episode. And as you also know, since this is our best of season 13... We won't be rating them as we would be rating everything else to 5 anyway, because these are all 5s in our book. Our plan for this smoke segment is to go over our top 5 and discuss at least one of those in a bit more detail. We also have a full episode where we'll discuss more of these 5 top notches a bit more. Let me kick this off with Rich's top 5. He had the Oz Family Cigar Caratoba, a great cigar, Crown Heads Broadway, great cigar, and the Natura Second Harvest. These are all great cigars. The the Warfighters.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, the Warfighter Cigar Night Shift. Mm. Now tell me about your favorite.
And the Black Work Studio Hornet.
That's right. That's your number one.
That was my number one.
Uno.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Get it off. Get it.
Hold still.
If you don't bother them, they won't bother you.
That's right.
I'm about to get it.
Yeah, tell us about it.
So that Black Work Studio Hornet was released in 2023 by Black Work Studio. Obviously, the Hornet is a pumped-up version of its robust cousin, the Killer Beef.
It was originally released as a Habano, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Correct.
So interesting.
Yeah.
It's imposing. Ecuadorian Maduro wrapper is supported by a Nicaraguan binder and filler. The wrapper is accented with a closed foot and swirled cap made from a candela wrapper. The Hornet is known for its strength that is balanced out with a complexity of flavors. Like its namesake, the hornet will leave a lasting but pleasant sting in your palate that you will not soon forget.
Benjamin's got close feet, too.
Close foot.
They're webbed. They're not.
They fit in them shoes. They're pretty webbed. Good. Yeah. Help you swim.
100%.
Are they? Yeah. It's right. Not a cloven.
That's
hoof, right.
Right. That's right. So tell us about it, the binder filler wrapper. What
oh,
got?
Binder filler wrapper, Nicaraguan. Oh, a little bit of Candela on that wrapper.
Now, they do a pretty cool little jaunt with their little swirls
little
on
the swirl. Yeah. Yeah.
Jake Wyatt-esque. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Jake Wyatt does the same thing.
I think it adds a little bit. Didn't
little
do much.
Flare.
But I do like the close, you know, having that closed foot on it really makes it interesting as a boost to your lighting.
Now, do you think that Candela on the cap, do you think that adds a flavor, or is it just
for looks?
For looks.
Probably just for looks.
Hang on. See,
I don't know if it...
Hang on just 1 second.
I wish to register a complaint.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay. Because, all right, Mike.
No.
What is it?
It doesn't add anything. All it does is you look at it and you go, well, I can cut that off.
I don't know.
How much of this Candela would I like to cut off?
All right. Yeah. You know,
well, I mean, I think that's a great cigar, and I actually love that cigar as well. Why did you pick it?
Well, like the thing that stood out to me, I like a bold smoke. I like a bold cigar with a lot of flavor, a lot of spice, something that can kind of smack me upside the head. I like this one because the intensity of it grew as I smoked it.
Which,
yeah.
Okay. So it's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Wow. Banned once again.
And we were the best thing on that car radio.
Yeah.
Not driving through Iowa again. Listen, I absolutely love that cigar, too. It's a great cigar. Have you guys tried them, Mike, Benjamin? Have you
smoked it? I've had some other Black Works, but I don't recall having
them. You don't got to lie to be on air here.
No.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to go through Benjamin's top five list. He also has the Oz Family Caratoba, the Crown Heads Belgian Blue, the El Titan de Bronze, the Tatuaje Pork Tenderloin. If you haven't had that, try that, folks. It's so good. But Benjamin, I need you to tell us what your favorite cigar was this year.
My favorite also came from Black Works Studio.
Whoa!
Oh.
Yes, sir! Prepare ship for light speed!
No, light speed is too slow!
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're gonna have to go right to ludicrous speed!
Ludicrous speed. I knew it. I'm surrounded by...
I don't know if...
All right, well, tell us about this cigar.
Yeah, so the Black Works Studio Intergalactic Event Horizon, it's a limited edition... re-release from Black Works Studios, originally released in 2022, re-released in 24, and then obviously hit shops in 25. But it was one of those things where I had been kind of branching out a little bit, looking for something different.
Rich, I was wrong.
Oh,
yours wasn't originally released as a Habano. The Intergalactic was originally released.
Wrong again, yep. Barger.
No?
So the original release in 22 of the Intergalactic was a Sumatra wrapped.
I thought this was the Sumatra wrapped.
Nope. Wrong again. All right. Crushing it.
Dude. Oh, hey. Look,
this one is Pennsylvania Broadleaf.
Okay.
But it's a darker shade of the Broadleaf, right? Great spice complexity all the way through this thing. Same kind of profile as Rich. Mm-hmm. I do like big punchy cigars. This one had some like really cool dark fruits on it as well. And then once I found out it was a limited edition, I just sought out as many as I could possibly find.
I'm still waiting for one.
That's right.
Good luck, dude. I might have one.
We know people
in a humidor. Yeah, it's fair
well,
enough.
Blackworks needs to send us a box.
I know.
Go on, get us send us a box.
Send us two or five.
Yeah,
or well, you know
each.
We'll have
as
I
many
think
as
what
you want.
Heard was I want a lot of intergalactic cigars.
I like them a lot.
What I said was I'll take all the intergalactic event for Horizon.
Thanks, Ron.
You have. Yeah, Duke Silver.
Deuce. Yeah. Best underrated show.
But yeah, man, this was just one that Desert Island for me, and really, you know, lit my fire, if you will, about Black Works Studios. And the things that are coming out of that factory.
Yeah. I've really been surprised by Black Works Studio this year. They have a vast portfolio, and a lot of their LE stuff, even the Poison Dart, like that was a great cigar.
Oh, dude, those coffin nails?
Oh, 100%. 100%, man.
Keep that in your front pocket.
Keep it up, guys. Just keep up coming out with all these things, and you'll keep being on our list if you like.
And then they, what was the Bishop?
Or if we like, not if you like.
I think they re-released the Bishop this year, which is a Lancero that they produce.
They had a Lancero?
Girl.
And I missed it?
Mm.
Hey, girl, hey.
Wow.
Hey, Quain.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go find those tonight.
Yeah. If you're looking for something, you know, big, full-bodied, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful spice.
Reminds me of my first girlfriend.
Subtle notes of overstewed fruits.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just nothing like steeping fruit.
Like putting a pinch of pie in between your cheek and gum, you know?
Oh, my.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Yeah, listen, I was wrong once in this last segment, and that's all we need to know, okay? And it wasn't about Rich's cigar.
No.
It was about Benjamin's cigar, the Intergalactic. Anyway, thank you and welcome back, folks, to a wonderful episode of our Best of 2025 for Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Also found a Sasquatch during the break.
Did you?
No.
Oh, man, I was like, where? Where? My Yeti friends.
That was funny. That was really good.
All right.
Where, man?
Yeah. As I light the bong.
Yeah.
All right. So Mike's...
Conspiracy theory number 14.8.
Hey, Bigfoot's real. Don't knock it.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Where's that?
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Mike's top five lift is here. We're going to throw it away if he keeps on antagonizing me. He starts with the Imami Petra Maduro. That's a great cigar. The CAO Amazon Basin Dagger 2025, which is not on anyone else's list ever. The Adventura La Llorona. The Cohiba Behecki 56, because you can't hide money.
Well, you know.
Now, let's talk about, tell us about your favorite.
So, my favorite is the Macanudo French Oak Release 3.
Ooh, wee wee. Bon.
For the third and final release, Macanudo's collaboration with Flint Knoll Winery, the Macanudo Estate Reserve Release 3 uses tobacco aged in the prestigious French oak barrels that produce Flint Knoll's award-winning 2021 Royal Appointment Cabernet Sauvignon. To complete the Macanudo Estate Reserve trifecta, we return to our friends at the Flint Knoll Winery in Napa Valley to create a cigar representative of our boundary-breaking partnership. 2021 was a remarkable year for Napa Valley wine. It really was. A lack of rain, lower temperatures resulted in an ultra-rare vintage that led to multiple awards, including Flint Knoll's 2021 Royal Appointment Cabernet Sauvignon. To craft the Estate Reserve Release Number 3, we aged the tobacco in the very same French oak barrels that perfected the wine, leading the cigar a unique elegance and smooth smoking experience. Notes of cedar, vanilla, nuts are balanced by a sophisticated nod to the region by which the cigar was so heavily influenced. The binder was Connecticut broadleaf. The filler was Brazilian Matafina, Dominican Olor, Nicaraguan Jalapa, and the Dominican Palato Cubano. A lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there.
The wrapper is Ecuadorian Connecticut shade. Really fantastic stick. You know, I think the thing that caught me about that particular cigar was not really expecting a whole lot. And I just, I picked it up thinking it was just going to be a Connecticut, you know,
run-of-the-mill Macanudo.
And it just absolutely blew me away. I'm not much for, I really do not like cigars that are aged.
You don't like cigars?
In a whiskey barrel, a wine barrel, or in some other, you know, secondary. I generally just don't like all of that gimmickry at all. But this really worked exceptionally well. And I really, really like this a lot. I would go back to these.
Did it make you feel fancy smoking it?
You know, the thing that caught me is elegant was absolutely the word. I just remember, you know, it was like, wow, you know, do I get to be invited to the cotillion or something? Yeah.
So I've actually smoked this one too. And the banding is beautiful. Like they've got their whole like Flint Knoll kind of aspect on the band the same way they do their bottles. And it's actually, it's just a beautiful band. It's good to look at, you know? So I think that's a great cigar on there.
Let's hear about your list,
which is interesting because I'm not a fan of most Macanudos, but
I am usually not either.
The last couple that I've had from Macanudo has been the Emissary, and a couple have been pretty decent. All right, so here's my list, folks. I'm going to go with the Rocky Patel Year of the Snake, which is absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Yeah. The Crown Head Mil Diaz Limited Edition 2025, the Maduro version.
Oh, I didn't get one of those.
Yeah. Well, because you got to buy them because, you know, John doesn't like to send us things sometimes. Mm. John, send us some cigars. Seriously, man. Yeah. And the Imami Kimono Connecticut, which if you guys have not listened to our Imami episode, go listen to that episode. So
that's two sticks from that one episode that hit our top
five. I know it. I know it. Two cigars 13. From one episode that's hit our top five list of this year. And hands down, Armin Imami is putting out some fun cigars.
That was a really great
flight. He is putting out some great cigars. And then the AJ Fernandez Cameroon.
The New World.
Yes.
Fire.
Oh, so good. So good.
Such a sucker.
All right. Now, my favorite cigar this year is the Foundation Axum
Crush.
Good job.
Magnificent.
Who do I owe for the fact that he nailed that? Did I lay down a 20?
Let me get through these words first here.
There's a lot more here.
He's still got a lot more big words he's got to get through.
So this is pulled from their website. The Axumite kingdom in ancient civilization in present-day Ethiopia stood as a beacon of power, culture, and tradition. According to the Ethiopian legend, Menelik I, the son of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, brought the Ark of the Covenant to Axum, where it has remained ever since to this day. A single guardian devotes his life to watching over the sacred relic, protecting it day and night. Drawing inspiration from the storied empire, the Axum line is a testament to the heritage, craftsmanship, and tradition. Carefully blended to deliver a refined smoking experience, it embodies Foundation Cigar's commitment to exceptional quality and respect for timeless legacy of Axum. Axum, a journey through legend crafted in every cigar. So this is a wrapper is a Sumatra Ecuador. The binder is a Connecticut Broadleaf. And the filler is Esteli and Jalapa Nicaragua.
Hmm.
So the guy from Foundation, I have been trying to interview him for
three years.
Every time we go,
he's busy.
He's working. He is a work
maniac.
That dude is one of the nicest people. When you actually get to talk to him, one of the nicest people that I've ever got to talk with, and that just made me feel like I mattered. And when he gave us this box of Axums at PCA, and I split it with you guys, or whoever was at PCA with us.
Split them with who?
Yeah, it wasn't with you guys. Yeah. It was there was four of us at PCA, and I split them with the guys that were at PCA. And I'm telling you, this cigar just floored me. From construction quality to flavor profile to whatever you want to pair this thing with, it goes well with everything. Now, keep in mind, there's two wrappers. I believe there's a Connecticut and a Maduro. This, what I got was the Maduro. But everything he's got going on is just fantastic. If you get a chance to try some of any of these lines that we've discussed, you know, Imami, Crown Heads, AJ Fernandez, Foundation, literally just go out there and ask your people. By your people, I mean your local cigar shop, that you want to try these, and they'll get them in.
Yeah.
Well, they'll try. Sorry.
I was thinking as I'm walking up and going, I have a Mills Diaz limited edition. I can hear them laughing.
Well, we'll be right back to talk more about that.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Both hands on the wheel.
Oh. Wake up, Grandpa.
Welcome back to the show. You know, keep us in your radio because we'll help save your lives.
That's right.
Or we'll help you rack up points, one of the two. We just went over our favorite cigars.
A little slow.
That's right. We just went over our favorite cigar list, top five for the year for all four of us here. And, you know, we're going to take a couple minutes each and talk about one more of the cigars that really just stood out to us. And we're going to let Rich start. Rich, you got 2 minutes. You better hurry up. 2 minutes.
All right. So let's talk about the Warfighter. Night Shift.
So also on our show. Yes.
We had a show. Rapper Ecuadorian, Habano Oscuro, and Honduras something. Can't read my own writing. Binder is Indonesian, and the filler was Nicaraguan. Medium body. It had the, I must be like a Candela ring guy because this one had the Candela ring as well. So yeah, maybe it does add something.
Yeah.
No. You know, this thing was really, it's just really good. A little bit of sweet, a lot of cedar kind of flavor to it. Enjoyed it. Had a good draw. Everything about it was just kind of hit right in the middle of the palate, right for me.
If you want to know more about that cigar, you can check out our Warfighter episode in our back catalog. But that Night Shift, and I'll tell you what, John Simmons is the guy's name who does Warfighter. Him and his team. I mean, I'm not going to butcher anybody else's name. I just remember John because that's who I dealt with. But like, salt of the earth people, military owned, operated, just all around good. Now, they got a fun story about the Night Shift. You got 30 seconds.
I don't remember it.
Okay, I'll tell you. So the Night Shift is about them flying helicopters with night vision goggles.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought I remembered.
I knew that.
The band has, like, you know, it looks like you're that green cue about it.
Oh, so. Night training. I thought there was a story. That's super cool.
No, it makes sense.
I absolutely love that cigar, too. So,
that's one of those cigars that, you know, I smoked it as far down as I could without, you know, injuring myself. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I just wanted more and more and more of it. So,
John, send us a box. We'd love to have some
more of those. And again, go to the social media. We interviewed him at the Premier Cigar Association.
That's right.
This year. And so
go check that out on Instagram. Benjamin.
Michael.
Pick one.
For me, it's going to be the Crown Heads Belgian Blue.
Oh,
so good.
Dude, limited edition.
So good.
Big body. And,
did you see the new one?
Becoming a continuous production for them, which I am super excited about. Not only did this thing hit the big, bold flavor profile notes, it has this beautiful spice that just kind of sings all the way through it. It is a smooth smoke, right? This thing isn't harsh at any point throughout the experience, at least for me. And I think that that's one of the things that really stood out when I picked one up this year, was that it's just blended perfectly, in my opinion, right? Like, everything works together. It's very similar to like a well blended bourbon that you're just like, every sip you're waiting for the next one, because it's just, even though it does have the strength that I definitely seek out in the cigars that I smoke on a consistent basis, it still just had like this velvety smooth, almost, you know, like waxy texture that coated the palate as you went through this thing. And then I saw maybe a month or so ago that they're going to make this a consistent production for 2026. And I'm pretty sure I like fist pumped in my living
fist
room.
I did too. I was like, yeah, let's go.
That's the news that you love to hear. Cause I think a lot of them, that were a on a lot of our
too, right?
top fives were limited edition.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember the box size.
I think it's a box of 12, because the other Las Calaveras is a box of 24.
Okay.
I think so. Their LEs come in 12 and 24.
But yeah, to see an LE make it into consistent production is just super exciting that they're able to source these tobaccos and continue to put this thing out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Mike. I hate to turn the mic over to you. But
I'll see what you did there.
Yeah. What do you got? Tell us another one.
Well, there's just so many great choices, you know, off my top five list.
All right, that's Mike's time, everybody. Yeah, so,
I would absolutely encourage you. I'm gonna mention a couple of these and then maybe one in a little bit. So the Imami, that Maduro was just
so good.
It was so good, and it was a reference Maduro. I mean,
so good.
When somebody says you're having a really good Maduro stick, I'm gonna tell people, how does it bounce up against that Imami, Petro Maduro? These other two, the Adventura, La Llorona and the Cohiba, are just, you're not going to find them. You know, they're just amazing cigars.
You might find Adventura. You won't find the Cohiba.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's thank a really God expensive. You won't find the CAO Basin.
So I am absolutely a, Amazon Basin fan. I, have had sticks out of every single release. And so they changed things up a bit this year while coming out with the Amazon Basin Dagger, which is, it's a different size, and it's a slightly different filler and binder than the regular Amazon Basins, I believe, was, kind of the core difference. The big thing is it's a different price point, so it's actually, a lot cheaper, as well.
Yeah.
So I thought that this finally exposed a lot of, other people to really enjoy, this particular product that, the regular Amazon Basins are nearly impossible to find. And the price point is just usually really kind of off the hook, about them as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, really all of these, coming back to them for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's the most important thing to remember is when we go our list of top fives, these are cigars that, any occasion, any setting, any time of day, if we can smoke it, we're going to smoke it.
I am going to try that Belgian Blue, though.
That, I'll give you one. I got a couple at the house. You can have one. So here we go. I want to talk about another Imami cigar.
Hmm.
Man, if you guys listen to our PCA episode, everything that we talk about, even in Cigar 101, we talk about branding, right? So we talk about branding and how when we walk into a humidor, you see something and you snap judge it, right? And you automatically get this a feeling or a
aesthetic.
Aesthetically, this is pleasing to me and this is not pleasing to me, right? And so you gravitate towards it. When I first saw Armin at PCA, he was just the chillest guy sitting in the thing. And the branding to me was like over the top, right? Because there's like three bands on every cigar, blah, 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 four bands on every cigar.
But dude, I'm telling you that what that dude's doing is good.